It's our one-year anniversary on the air here at KFI, and a special friend to this show shares his birthday on this day, October the 7th, and he was born 16 years ago, and we're going to put in a call to him right now. And let's see if I got him on the line here. RC?
Yeah?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday, dear RC.
Oh, Christ.
Happy birthday to you.
Thanks a lot, Phil.
Yeah, that's okay. We know it was your birthday today. And I know that you were upset last week about, you know, what you were going to get, and you've had kidney problems. Did you get the present?
Yeah, I did. I got it. And I got it today.
Well, it's an altar. Let me tell everybody. What'd you think of it?
I told my mom not to open it up yet.
Oh, God, I almost told you what it was.
Yeah, it's pretty big in the living room right now, sitting over there. I got a little bit of a cold today, so I didn't go to school, but this is really neat, and it's really neat of you to remember me.
Well, you know, it's our one-year anniversary of being on the air here at KFI.
Is it a TV set or a big one or something?
Why don't you open it up?
Okay, let's open it up, Mom.
Open it up there, Archie. We still have a special present for him.
And,
Get the box open there. Get some scissors, Mom, or something. Oh, my God. What is... Look at that. What is it? It's amazing.
It's an all-terrain vehicle. And we had the guys put it in the living room for you. It's a four-wheel drive, all-terrain Honda, off-road. It's actually an off Rama motor. Off. it's a four-wheel off-road motorcycle, man.
God, look at this. Is it going to start up?
Yeah, it'll start up. It's an off-road all-terrain vehicle, and it's right there in the living room. I realize that now you guys have got the big sliding glass doors. Your mom told us you could get it out into the garage.
This thing's the bomb. Helmet?
Yes, you have to wear a helmet.
That's bogus to the max.
Well, you got to wear a helmet because that is the rule in the state of California. But I wanted to give you that. I hope that you like it.
So, what do I need, a driver's license?
I don't know. Do you need a driver's license?
Mom, do I got to get a driver's license? She said I didn't.
Well, if you're riding it off-road, but you need to wear that helmet.
Well, I'm going to die anyway from kidney disease. Why the helmet?
Because you don't have to die right away, okay?
Well, this is really thrill. Oh, look at that. That's pretty good, you know.
Pretty good. Let me tell you something. We went shopping for pretty... Are you excited? I mean, do you like it or not?
Did you trade this out at the radio station or what?
What do you mean, did I trade it out at the radio station?
Well, I know a lot of you guys... In the radio business, you trade up where if you mention a certain Honda place, then they'll give you free stuff.
I've not traded out with Honda of Mountain View. No, I did not trade it out with Honda of Mountain View, which right now has some of the best deals on ATVs around. That's Honda of Mountain View. Go out and visit them today. Their number is 213-427-7291. That's 213-427-7291. I certainly did not trade it out with Honda of Mountain View, located right over there at the corner of 5th and Cloverdale. Go on out and see the great deals. No, I didn't.
Drive dying by motorcycle crash is better than kidney disease, I guess.
Well, I mean, if you want to look at it that way.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty good.
So that's all you got to say?
Well, I mean, you know, I was kind of hoping for, you know, the big one.
Dude, I can't buy you a full car.
That was what I was hoping for, and you knew it, didn't you? You knew it, didn't you?
I can't buy you a full car, man, okay? You haven't got a driver's license, and I don't have the kind of jet for a full car, all right? We got you an all-terrain, off-road bike. Man, you can be the bomb on that thing. You can take girlfriends out.
Some father you are.
And I ain't your dad either, okay? Remember that.
You could have traded out for a Jeep or something.
Wait a minute. Am I given to understand that you don't like this thing? This is an all-terrain vehicle. It's an off-road thing. It's a thing for gas. You can go out, have a ball.
You know, I talked to you last week about it, I told you what I really wanted, and I need a car if I'm going to go out. You know, for a dad, you're really stuck. I need...
Okay, look, you're not going to get a car out of me because I haven't got the kind of thing, the kind of thing being the money that you need to buy a car.
You said last week, and I told you, and I told all the assholes that call your show, too, that I was...
You know, that kind of, you know, talking like that is not going to help you out, okay?
I told you I wanted a car because I wanted to go out with a girl. I wanted to know what it was going to be like to be laid by a girl. I'm 16 years old, and I haven't been laid yet.
Well, you know something? If you really care, man, just be nice to people. I'm not going to go down this road with you anymore.
16 years old.
Not going to go down the road with you anymore. I bought you an all-terrain freaking vehicle. Okay? This thing's a four-wheel drive masterpiece. You can go out. You can have a ball on this thing.
Yeah, not getting it done.
Not getting it done.
For me, it isn't. I told you, and I wanted to go down to the mall with my friends and everything. I gotta get some.
You gotta get some, huh?
I gotta take a woman to the movies on one of these babies. Look at this thing. I'm gonna go down the street on this.
You want me to take it back?
You could come over and get it. Yeah, well, how am I going to use it? They're not going to go off-roading on it.
Okay, we'll take it back then, okay? We'll have the guy come over. He'll pick it up.
You know, I've been down at your radio station. I've seen a KFI stimulator.
That's a thing that belongs to the radio station.
Well, don't be so cheap.
It belongs to the radio station. You know something? I put my money together. Jonah Weiland did. Mike Crozier did, okay?
You know something? Motorcycles went out in the 80s. Nobody rides them anymore.
It ain't a motorcycle, dude. It's an all-terrain vehicle. It's for...
Yeah, I know. It's for recreation. I needed a love machine, and you give me this thing. I needed a love machine, and you gave me a jerk-off head. That's what that is. It's a jag-off head. I wanted something I could take a girl out in on account of the fact that I haven't got long to go. A van or something.
Well, I didn't have enough money for a van. You know, I'm really sorry, okay?
Something with a bed in the back. Something with a mattress in the back. Why don't you just give me a moped buying me something like this? I'm going to be the laughing stock, a Chatsworth High.
Well, I'll take it back if you want, okay? But the fact is that it was something that we thought we would do for you. It was something that we thought that we would give you for your birthday. I'm sorry, okay? You ain't got a license. Your old lady said you couldn't have a car, all right?
You ruined my birthday, Dad.
I'm not your father. I don't want to be your father. You've got a father, okay? If he spent more time with you, I wouldn't have to be your father. Call your father up and have him buy you a car, okay?
How about a kitchen go next year, a skateboard, for all the good you're doing me this year? Why don't you go out and just give me a chicken go or a big wheel?
So you're telling me that an all-terrain vehicle, a four-wheel drive all-terrain motorcycle, is like a chicken go?
Give me one of those hoops you push down the street with a stick.
You're telling me that having an all-terrain motorcycle like that, a three-wheeler, is like pushing a hoop down the street with a stick.
Yeah, you remember like those pedal wagons? Radio flyer? I wanted a car, and I told you about it. I don't understand. You knew I needed to get some action.
Well, it's not my job to get you action, okay?
What are those green machines? What about that? Let me get into the bus. I told you, and I told you. I called you up, and I reminded you. And I let you finish it out, too. I wanted a car. And you come along with this piece of crap. I'm 16 years old, Phil, and I only get to be 16 years old once. Why don't you take it back and get me a sit and spin?
You want me to take it back?
Yeah. Well, what I don't understand is why you can't seem to get it through your fat head. What did I tell you last week?
I told you that you told me that you wanted a car.
Yeah. Did I ask you for a moped? I didn't ask you for a game of toss across. I asked you for a car.
I couldn't get you a car. I did the best thing that I could. I got you this all-terrain thing. Your mom said that you'd like it.
Well, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. And for my 16th birthday, I consider it to be a slap across my kidneyless face. My kidneyless face. Here it is, my 16th birthday.
All right, you know what we'll do, man? We'll have the guy come and pick it up and take it back.
Yeah, do us both a favor. You know that I look up to you like my dad, and you disappoint me like this. You know that I want to get laid. You know, it's the only thing I want by the time I die. All you did was kick me right into my one nut cheek.
Well, the guy will be over tomorrow. We'll call him up.
Why not a TV set? That would have been better than a freaking moped.
It ain't a moped, Dan. It's an
all-terrain vehicle. I'm going to go out in a dirt lot or something, so I'm going to go to the desert with that, which means a trailer to haul it. Hello? I don't have that. Son of a bitch. Everybody in my life lets me down, and you're just one in a long line of sons of bitches. I tell you what, Phil, send me some roller skates.
Okay, we'll have the guy come and pick it up, all right, if that's going to be your attitude.
You got it.
16 years old today, the kid is, and it's the one-year anniversary of our show, and we bought him a three-wheel all-terrain vehicle, and the kid is bitching about it. Thing's got three-wheel drive or whatever the hell it was. Four-wheeler. I don't know. What was it, Joni? You're the guy that picked it up. The four-wheeler ATV? This is the Phil Henry Show here. Boy, what a big wet blanket on this night. 1-800-521-KFI, Orange County. 521-KFI in L.A. County. All he can talk about is getting laid. This is all this kid's got on his mind. What is it with you talking about that all the time?
You want to know why? Because every guy in my school's been laid but me.
Is what, they tell you that?
That's right.
Well, you know what? They're lying to you.
Oh, yeah, right. When's the last time you were in high school, Gramps?
They're lying to you if they're telling you that.
You know, you knew I wanted a car, and I appreciate the sentiment, Phil, but the reason why you didn't buy me a car is because you know I'm going to die.
No, that is not the reason why we didn't buy you a car. The reason...
No, you didn't want to spend the money. You didn't want to lay out the jack because you know I'm going to die. Okay, thank you very much.
That's not the reason, man.
Yeah, thank you.
No, that... The reason is because your mom wouldn't... She would not let you have a car.
I couldn't care less. Than a four-year lease, could you? Four-year lease. You don't want to take that one out on a kid that's got 6 months, do you?
That isn't the reason that I told you. I talked to your mom about it.
Yeah, lie away. Lie to me on my 16th birthday, why don't you? And you knew I wanted to get laid.
You're telling me every kid in your class is getting laid?
Jimmy Preston got laid last week, 15 and a half. My friend Chad Belmonte, 16, and he got his wick dipped. And stood totally... 14, he gets his asses home. I'm 16 and I ain't even smelled it yet. And you don't want to do the four-year lease.
That's got nothing to do with it. I told you, you can ask your mother if you don't believe me, okay?
She's not going to tell me the truth.
Well, you can ask her. You know, maybe you'll get lucky.
Why didn't you give me a 4Runner or something? That's a babe machine. ATV.
Anaheim on KFI AM 640. Hello.
What is wrong with this brat? He's got some nerve asking for things. You're being so nice to him.
Father got me a fagmobile.
I don't care what your father
got. I'm not your father. I ain't your father, okay?
You don't deserve anything the way you talk. You ought to be glad what you get. I'd give you a crap and put your head in it.
Let me ask you a question, Mr. Henry.
What?
Are you getting laid?
I beg your pardon. That's none of your business.
Well, he's got some nerve.
If you're getting laid, I ought to get a piece of that action.
Listen, you little snot nose, you wouldn't know what to do with it if you had somebody.
Who's this on the line? Who am I talking to?
What would you give to know?
Who is this, Grandma Moses?
I'll grandma you if I had your name. Listen, you little snot nose.
You know, R.C., I think what people...
Look at lady.
You don't know your ass from a hole in the wall.
Lady, I don't know my ass from a hole in the wall,
yeah.
Huh? I wanted a car.
You have some nerve asking him for a car. Go out and work for it.
You sound like...
You're 16 years old.
You sound like you're about 100 years old.
Yeah, do I?
I'll bet you you've been laid. And I haven't even...
Yeah, but so you haven't. Is that what you're mad at?
That's right, and I'm going to die from the...
Yeah, you wouldn't even know what to do if you had somebody.
What?
Yeah, you don't even know what to do with it.
I bet you I can guess the rest.
Yeah.
I know a little about love, baby, and I can guess the rest. When's the last time you had sex?
You're wishing you had it. You don't even know what to do with it if you got it.
Hold on. What is your name, ma'am? Ruth?
Never mind.
I've got Alhambra on the line here. Alhambra?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Alhambra.
Yes, sir. I'm listening to this young man, And I want to ask you a question. I want to ask the host a question.
Well, I'm here, too.
I want to ask the host a question, if I may.
Go ahead.
You know, I agree with this lady who's just called in. I want to know how long you're going to put up with this smart mouth, filthy mouth young man who hasn't any appreciation for life. He sounds like a punk jerk kid.
And that's right.
I couldn't agree more. It sounds, you know, in my day, what we did is we had a thing called a wire.
Yeah, that's
yeah, you want to feed a child. You want to beat the blood, don't you, old man?
I'm not talking. Can I speak with the host, please?
I'm right here, sir.
And what is your name?
Phil Hendry.
Yeah.
Mr. Hendry, I want to know how long you're going to put up with this foul-mouthed, little, slimy piece of dog puke that is on your airwaves.
That's right. That man is talking right.
I want a slice of some action. I want some muffin, and I want it now.
You'll get action.
Can I ask the host a question?
Yes, sir.
How long are you going to put up with this
crap that he's talking?
This vermin-ridden, filthy-mouthed little louse.
Right.
Who's are you two married or something?
I beg your pardon?
Are you two old folks married?
What old folks?
Well, we're not old folks. I'm 67 years old, and I feel as good as ever.
Yeah, well, screw the old people. They don't know how us younger generations...
You're not through crap and yelling
yet.
What are you talking about?
You're yelling about your little car and whatever you don't have. And I can tell you something, young man. When I was your age, my father...
Oh, yeah, when you were my age, Lincoln had a bad headache.
I beg your pardon?
I said, when you were my age, Lincoln had a bad headache.
I hope Phil doesn't buy you anything. You're nothing but a brazen brat.
That is absolutely... You are brazen, and to refer to Abraham Lincoln, who was a former president of the United States, as having a bad headache, he was shot and murdered for our country.
Yeah, you were a kid when Roosevelt had a bad headache.
Listen, you're still wet behind the ears. Shut up and go home and go to bed.
Mr. Hendry?
Yes, sir.
I have heard two presidents of the United States referred to in a disparaging way by this piece of rat puke that you call a kid on your phone. Now,
did you hear what he called me?
That's right.
Well,
you heard what he called me?
He's right.
He called me an asshole.
That's what you are.
I did not call you an asshole. I called you...
I need to lay some pipe.
What is he talking about?
He's talking about how he wants... We have the lady in Anaheim, the gentleman in Alhambra. The kid is upset because he hasn't had sex.
Well, that's... Who would have sex with the likes of that?
Who would have...
He doesn't even know how to do it.
Well, what do I got to do to have sex with you?
You're 16 years old, for God's sake. I guess you play with yourself or something.
Well, I'm going to die. I want some real stuff. I want a real woman, and I want it now.
A real woman wouldn't be bothered with you, for God's sake.
A real lady would not even have anything to do with a mouthpiece of human excrement like you.
That's right.
And I will tell you something.
Lady, how old are you?
None of your goddamn business. That's
Listen,
right.
I haven't got a lot of time. Hell, I'll even get a leg up on you if I have to. Come on.
I wouldn't spit on the best part of you.
You got a granddaughter?
I wouldn't spit on the best part of you.
You got a great granddaughter.
That's for me to know and for you to find out.
I would like to know when the host of this program is going to take some control.
Sir, I'm trying to do the best I can. It's the kid's birthday.
I would like to know, sir, when you are going to take some control. I'll tell you when I was a young man.
Now, don't be yelling at him. It's not his fault.
Well, madam, the host is at least culpable in that he's allowing this young man to go on and on. You know, when my father used to go out to a palm tree that we had in our backyard, and he sheared off a palm frond and made it into a baton, and he used to beat me until my backside was dripping blood and flesh.
Good. That's this kid needs.
That's exactly correct.
What are you talking about? That's medieval.
I'm talking about discipline. My father used to take a wire hanger and he would tighten it around my balls. And he would continue to squeeze until blood began to fall.
That's what this kid needs.
Exactly correct. That's good old fashioned discipline.
Well, all right. Can both of you hold on for just a second? I need to get you guys to hold on.
This old guy's crazy, for Christ's sake.
Hold on for just a second here. Oh, man, even a birthday party. This is our one-year anniversary. It's R.C. Collins' birthday party, and it sounds like the Spanish Inquisition has started.
He doesn't appreciate this.
Well,
this kid does not appreciate what you're doing for him, so let him get
going. And the thing that I wanted to mention is the discipline is obviously lacking in this child's home, but even though he is, you claim he's dying from a disease.
That's right, old man. I got a kidney disease.
He has degenerative kidney disease.
Well, I would think you'd be a little bit more gracious with people and appreciate the life that you have left.
Let me ask you a question. Is the lady there?
Yes, I'm here.
You know that I lost one of my testicles to cancer? Yeah, I didn't know that.
If you did, I don't even believe you. But if you did, you should be nicer to people.
Well, he did. He had a bout of cancer. The kid's had a rough life.
Well, I don't care if he did have a rough life. He should be a little bit more polite, especially to this lady that he has been verbally assaulting.
That's right.
And the,
Lady, did you know a young woman? Do you know a young woman that you can set me up with?
Geez, I wouldn't set you up with anybody.
Why not?
Because you sound like a nut to me.
I want a girlfriend before I die.
You don't even know what to do, for God's sake.
Oh, I know what to do. Yeah. I know a little bit about love, and baby, I can guess the rest.
I heard that line, okay?
What?
Why don't you give it up?
All you do is have wet dreams. That's all you have.
Yeah, and you want to know why I've got wet dreams?
Yeah.
Because old people like you won't let me get a leg up. Will ya? Will ya?
I should say not.
I am increasingly getting outraged with this conversation, and I want to know if there's someone there that I can speak with about this.
No, sir, there's no management here. I'm sorry.
You know that if I acted like this, my father used to take us out back to a woodshed. And he would get one of his drills, one of the electric drills, and he would drill a hole through one of our fingers. And that was good old-fashioned discipline in those days.
But that was terrible discipline.
You grew up in the same time I did. We had good old-fashioned, my father, if we ever said a wrong word to our mother, who my father loved and respected and honored as a woman, he would take us out on the driveway and back his car over our foot. He'd make us put a foot underneath the tire.
Really?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And that was the discipline in the old days?
Yes, it was, and I can tell you we grew up to be respectful young men and women.
Well, what's got me burnt up is Phyllis is so nice to him and wants to buy him something, and this kid is telling him what he wants.
Did you hear what this crazy old man said? He says his dad backed the car over his foot.
That's right, and we learned a little bit of respect.
This kid has nothing. No respect, no nothing.
What's wrong with wanting a woman's ankles in my hand?
What?
I said, what's wrong with wanting a woman's ankles in my hands?
Rubbing ankles in your hands? Well, what do you get out of
that? Ankles in my hand. I said, what's wrong? Excuse me. What's wrong with wanting a woman's ankles in my hands?
Oh, I don't know what you can do with the ankles.
The lady is such a lady that she doesn't know this young man is being very vulgar with you, ma'am.
Is he?
And you are such a lady.
I think that's disgusting if he's being vulgar with me.
Well, you're such a wonderful lady, and I can tell you in my day, my father used to take us out to the woodshed, and he would drop an anvil on us.
That's why you're such a gentleman today.
That's right. My father would take a big blacksmith's anvil and push it off the roof of a shed on top of us.
That's right.
And I learned to be a fine young gentleman as a result.
You must be one short guy, too, because in an anvil it squish you like it do in the cartoons.
Oh, he sounds like
a moron. What are you, a goofball or something, man?
I'm a goofball. Listen, I want to make the back of her head bleed from hitting the wall. That's all I want to do.
What?
Ma'am?
Watch out that your head don't hit the wall.
Ma'am?
Yeah, what is it?
What about that? Have you got a daughter-in-law or something whose head I can make bleed?
I wouldn't let you near any part of my family.
Have you got a great-granddaughter?
No, she wouldn't look at the best part of you.
Have you got a great-great-granddaughter look good with her rear end up in the air high and nice?
Anybody's rear end is far too good for you to look at.
Will you listen to the filth? I am going.
He ought to have soap in his mouth.
We would take a bar of soap and scour his mouth up.
Well, I kind of cut the kid some slack because he's got a kidney disease.
You're too easy. You're too good-natured, Phil.
I want to make her so sore she can't walk for a week.
I am asking the host out of decency to cut this man off.
Yeah.
Listen. I mean, listen, ma'am.
What is it?
Do you know a granddaughter I could have?
No.
How about a grandson, then?
Oh, now you're like a degenerate.
What?
Yeah.
Have you got a dog? Have you got a cat? A chicken. I'll take what I can get. I'll get what I can take. I'm 16.
You can't be
home.
You'll take anything you can get.
I'm going to tell you once and for all, Mr. Henry, will you please hang up on this man?
I'm trying to cut him some slack.
He's not even a man. He's a little piss-ass.
A what?
16 years old.
This young man is talking about mothering sheep. He's talking about farm animals. I have never in my life.
That's why he's a degenerate.
Old MacDonald had a farm.
Yeah, that's where you belong. That's where you belong, with the animals. Because that's what you are.
And on this farm he had a sheep. With an old baby here and an old baby there.
Okay, I
it's all good.
All right, I can't deal with this anymore.
Now, I want to apologize to him. This kid is not normal.
You think he's nuts? Because I'm trying to figure this out.
Not normal.
You know, I'm just, what I've been trying to do is...
And Bingo was his name, oh.
Okay, what I've been trying to do is cut the kid some slack because he's mentally ill or something.
I guess he is. He sounds like...
Well, if you want to put up with this, and you know, in all of my time listening to KFI Radio, and I've been a great listener of this station for many years, I have never heard such an imbecile as this kid.
That's right.
I really haven't.
Come on, it's just like churning butter.
All right, cut him off for just a moment.
Churning butter. I'd like to churn his head.
I'd like to churn some butter with you.
Okay, I think the question that I'm asking here...
Just like pumping water. You remember the old pump on the handle or the handle on the pump? You remember the old handle in the morning?
Where does this kid get all his information from?
I don't know. It's just stuff that he reads.
16.
I don't know.
I just want a woman whose hair I can pull out from the roots.
Yeah.
I just... He's sick. He's got the kidney thing.
Sure he is. He's a degenerate. That's what he is. 16.
I'll tell you that my father, when we were growing up, my father wouldn't put up with any of this. He used to take us into the bathroom and get a big bar of lava soap. You remember lava soap, ma'am?
Yeah, and put it in his mouth.
And he would scour out the inside of our mouths like it was a pot, like it was the inside of a missile casing.
That's what this kid needs.
Oh, you better believe it. And my father would go under the sink, and he'd get that nice, hard, iron wool.
Yeah.
Scour the inside of our mouths out for about 15 to 20 minutes. With
that's right.
Soap.
That's why you're such a gentleman today.
Thank you very, very much. And then he'd take an... And then he took an SOS pad to my ass.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And then he'd use an old wire brush on my ass.
Now okay. He's back to normal.
He's weird, too. Listen, I want to
it's
thank...
It's all weird.
Yeah, it's all good, though. All right, I want to thank the lady in Anaheim and the gentleman for calling in. And I don't know what to say. But as long as he can calm down, we might be able to get a few more words out of him. Maybe convince him that what he needs to do is to be grateful for the good things that he has. This is our one-year anniversary on the air here on KFI. And it is also R.C. Collins' 16th birthday.
Old wire brush, gonna scrub a baby down, scrub the baby down, gonna scrub the baby down, scrub a baby down, gonna scrub a baby down, scrub my ass down till it ain't no longer.
Okay, 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 521-KFI in Orange County, Huntington Beach on KFI AM 640, hello? Huntington Beach, hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, what is this kid all going on about being so ungrateful about this present he got? From you?
How old are you?
14.
My name's R.C. I just turned 16 today.
Yeah, I understand that. Why are you so ungrateful for this?
Because, well, if I tell you, then you wouldn't like me. Most girls don't like me when I tell them what's wrong with me.
Now, you know, I think that you should reflect on what you do have and what you don't. And
yeah,
maybe you should look at all the... No, listen to me. Maybe you should look at all the people in the world who don't have anything.
Screw them. I've got a kidney ailment. I'm going to be dead soon.
Well, why don't you look on what you have now and that you still have a life to live?
What do I got now? I got an ATV. I got a Sony PlayStation, and I wanted Nintendo 64. I got, what do I got?
Do you have a heart?
A what?
A heart. Do you care about other people?
Yeah, I care about you.
Okay, then that gives you something. That's something to live for. If you care about other people, that's something to live for.
I care a lot about you.
Okay, well, if you care for other people, then it gives you something to live for, and you don't always have to think about dying.
So, in other words, you're giving me permission to care about you and to live for you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Cool. What's your name?
Megan.
Where do you live?
Huntington Beach.
I live in Chatsworth. Any chance you can hook me up?
No.
What?
No.
Well, I mean, what, can we get together for a cappuccino?
No, that's okay, but anyway, listen.
Well, what if we get together for a Jell-O?
That's okay.
Well, wait a minute. She doesn't want to go out on a date with you. She's trying to explain to you how life works.
All right. I'm 2 whole years older than her. She's going to tell me about it? You know, there are people around the world that get nothing, but I bet they're getting a little tang.
I beg your pardon?
I said there's people around the world that ain't got nothing, but one thing they do get is just a little bit of a tang.
Why do you have to think about that?
Because it's the only thing that I ain't never had. It's the only thing I ain't never had.
Don't you respect yourself?
Sure I do.
Okay, so then why do you need that?
Because I'll respect myself more.
No, I don't think so. I think that you should wait till you really love someone and you care about someone.
Well,
you shouldn't just do it to do it.
What?
You shouldn't just do something like that to do it.
I want to experience everything. I want to taste life. Megan, for the first time in my life, I see it all. I see it maybe more now than ever before. Oh, sure, there were days when I felt I had the world by the balls, but not anymore, Megan. I'm going to be dead soon. And all I'm asking for, all I want, is to just take a big bite out of this world. And I'm giving you the opportunity to come along with me. It'll be a short ride, Megan. I'll be gone soon. But I can guarantee you in the 6 to 8 months that I have to live, we'll see it all, baby.
How do you know that you're in the right thing? Do you believe in God? Do you believe in miracles?
Listen, baby, forget about God. Forget about miracles.
Why? Why would you forget about that?
I'm talking about spoons.
No, how can you forget about that?
Forget about that. I'm
no, okay, never
you.
Mind. Fine,
I'm
fine. Then you know what? I don't want to talk to you because
you,
if you're going to be this way, never mind. Okay? Thank you.
Bye. I do believe that. Shoot.
Man, you were almost making the move there.
Damn right. You're damn right I had the move going.
And then you blew it, okay? With that spooge receptacle line and the fact that you didn't believe in God.
Man, I was all over her like a cheap suit.
I gotta tell you, you were blowing me away. You had it working, dude.
Crap.
Yeah, you screwed that one up 6 ways to sunset. Good going, Jim.
God damn it, what did I do wrong?
You said I don't believe in God. That's where she's coming from. That's her whole trip.
Man, I had the mojo working on, too.
Yeah. I mean, you had me blown away. We were all sitting there listening to you work it. And then you go with that I don't believe in God stuff, and that blew her off. That's where she lives. You got to work that.
So if the chick says she believes in God, what should I say?
Work it. Yeah, I believe in God, too. I want to go to church with you, all that stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, bring up another one.
Okay. Chatsworth on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
R.C.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good, huh?
Believe in God?
I believe in whatever it should be believed in.
Word.
And you're in Chatsworth, and I'm in Chatsworth.
What do you think?
I think we should meet at Starbucks and do the cappuccino thing.
You know the Starbucks down in Ventura?
I do. I'm actually right on the corner of Devonshire and Mason.
Okay, yeah, I know that one. Okay, 10, what time is it, Phil?
3:50.
3:10. Austin, I'm telling you, I'm 5'9",
okay.
blonde hair,
okay.
And I'm willing to meet you because you're such a sweet host, and
okay.
Every time you call.
How about if we meet at 10:30? I can be there in 5 minutes.
10:30?
What do you mean, be there in 5 minutes? You'll meet at 10:30.
All right, let's just go down the checklist, okay?
Okay.
Name?
My name, Tammy.
Breast?
36C.
Butt?
24-35. Blonde. Blue eyes.
Put out ratio.
Get out of here, will ya? Okay, look.
Well, you have one ball, isn't that correct?
Let's do the deed, okay?
You have one testicle. What can you do for me?
You want to stuff some grapes?
I'll stop your one, Grace.
Very good.
Okay, cool. All right, let's go down the checklist. Cost?
Cost?
Car.
I would do it as a donation for you. It would be charity.
Car?
Mustang.
Parents at home?
I live by myself.
Roommates?
None.
Beer factor?
None.
What? Oh, come on, baby.
I drink wine.
All right, cool. What kind?
I'm not a trailer girl.
Want a little bit of the Chardonnay?
A little bit of Chardonnay.
A little of the Rosé of Cabernet.
Yeah, and that too, and some Zin.
Satellite dish?
No, I have DirecTV.
Damn it. All right, that's cool. Okay, 10:30 at the Starbucks.
What Starbucks, honey?
What a Devonshire and whatever the hell that was that you said.
And bring Phil. Phil, you have to come with us.
No, I'm still on the air. I can't.
Well, can't
forget about Henry. I'm your lover, man.
Yeah, I am. Hey, I'm with you.
I'm gonna get the deed done.
Well, if you can do it with one ball, I'm excited.
Pump it and dump it.
What did you say?
Nothing. Okay, it's the Devonshire and Reseda next to the Ralph. So I'll see you there.
Devonshire and Mason across from Reseda. I live in the townhouses right next to it.
I'll be the guy hooked up to the intravenous chick.
Yeah, that sounds sexy.
You got it.
I'm loving it, baby.
Let's tap some ass.
Yeah. Yeah, let's bounce the one ball.
Oh, he hung up. Let's just bounce the ball, the singular ball. Let's bounce the singular ball. Well, he's so eager, he's hung up already.
He hung up on me, Phil.
What is your name, ma'am?
Tammy.
Okay. Tammy?
Tammy.
Yeah.
I listen to you every night. I love you. I love Maria.
Hey, thank you.
You guys are awesome.
Well, hold on, okay?
Yep.
Hold the line. Jonah wanted me for you to hold on. I have no reason to know why. 1-800-521-KFI. I do know, though, that he's got a girlfriend of like 6 years.